Welcome to the English Radio Show, brought to you by English, the language of champions.
Hello and welcome on the Jebel Show. Today we are asking you guys a question. Who is Malala Yousafzai?
Indeed, Malala Yousafzai is a Pakistani girl of 18 years old. She is an activist for female education and the youngest ever Nobel Prize laureate. She is known mainly for human rights advocacy for education and for women in Pakistan, where the local Taliban had at times banned her from attending school. Yousafzai advocacy has since grown into an international movement.
But what's her story? How did she got there?
Well, her family runs a chain school in the region. In early 2009, when she was 11 or 12, Yousafzai wrote a blog under a pseudonym for BBC, detailing her life, her Taliban's occupation, their attempts to control the valley, and her views on promoting education for school in the Swat Valley in Pakistan.
When she was returning home from school on 9 October 2012, a Taliban gunman shot her in the head. The bullet went through her head and neck to end in her shoulder. Two of her friends were also injured in the attack. The assassination attempt sparked a national and international outpouring of support of Yousafzai.
Then she was recognized. So what did she do with that?
Actually, it's because some magazines talk about her history, and it permits her to start her actions. Indeed, the Time magazine featured Yousafzai as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. She was the winner of Pakistan's first National Youth Peace Prize and the recipient of the 2013 Sakharov Prize. In July that year, she spoke at the headquarters of the United Nations to call for worldwide access to education, and in October, the government of Canada announced its intention that its parliament confer honorary Canadian citizenship upon Yousafzai.
Even if she is fighting for women's and child's rights, she did not describe herself as feminist when she was asked on Forbes Under 30 Summit, and in February 2015, she was nominated for the World Children's Prize, and in May, Yousafzai was granted an honorary doctorate by the University of King's College in Halifax. Later in 2014, Yousafzai was announced as the co-recipient of the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize, along with Salash Sartori, for her struggle against the suppression of children and young people and for the right of all children to education. Age 17 and at the time, Yousafzai became the youngest ever Nobel Peace Laureate. Now, if you want to learn more about Malala, you can read her autobiography, named I Am Malala, The Girl Who Stood Up for Education and Was Shot by the Taliban, published in 2013.
I hope this report interests you, and we will see you guys next time. Bye!